Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. So today I want to go over my YouTube channel. And don't turn the dial, because what we're going to focus on is I'm going to go to my website and my YouTube channel, and I'm going to go through and see the top rated videos that are out there, and then we're going to talk about them. So if you haven't been there, please go to my web, go to YouTube and just look up or search the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And again, I'm Dan Frio. If you'd like to reach me, hopefully you have some questions, feel free to call me. It's 630-338-1160, or probably the best way to get me, because I will respond on emails. I will respond to your phone calls, but a lot of times, you know, I get probably 50, 60 a day, so it's hard to keep up sometimes. But a good way to get me is dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. So, okay, so let's get on to it. I'm going to go through my YouTube channel. I'm there right now. I got my laptop open. The first one is talking about credit scores. We delve into that, and I'll have a whole show on credit scores. But what I want to talk about today is number two video is the mortgage underwriting process. Okay, so this is, I just opened my laptop and popped that up, and that's it. The funny thing is, last night or yesterday, I received two phone calls from two individuals. One was in Florida, one was in Michigan. And they said, both of them, it was a very similar conversation that I had with them. They said they called other places. And one place, they couldn't do this gentleman's loan because he needed a minimum of a 660 credit score. And then the other person said he called this one place, left his information, then called back, nothing, waited for a phone call or an email, nothing. A week goes by, and then he finally finds me on YouTube, and he reached out, and I was able to give him a pre-approval on a purchase of a home within about 3 hours. So this preferences into the mortgage underwriting process. So why is it, if you listen to my show, you say, like, Dan, you say I can qualify for a mortgage with a 580 credit score. Why did that place tell him 660? So let me move the curtains back a little bit and explain to you the mortgage process. Okay. This says mortgage underwriting process, which is, that's what we're going to talk about. All right. So here's what happens is, you're sitting there and you're like, okay, I've decided I want to buy a home. So now what do I do? And I know this first step is very confusing. What do you do? Do you go on Zillow or Realtor.com, start looking at homes? Well, you shouldn't really do that because you need pre-approved. Who do I call for pre-approvals? Because when I listen to the radio, I hear about 18 different people that have 18 different scenarios, and everybody's promising the world. I don't like the online systems because I just go on there. I don't know. I have no clue who I'm sending my information to. You know, will that person call me back? There's a whole slew of things of the you know, what do you do? Okay, so that's where I come into play. And if you would please check out my Google reviews, that's probably the number one place I can guide you to. There's probably 20 or 30 there. I have a 5-star rating. Here's why. You want a mortgage. You call or email me. You deal with me. Okay, you might not deal with me from square one to all the way to the closing, but initially, you're going to deal with me all the way to the point you're pre-approved and we have a house under contract. So you know every piece of this puzzle. So now we're going to piece that puzzle together. So what happens is, please call me. You can actually go to my website as well. It's 1160-1160. So 1160mortgage.com. Why is it 1160 Mortgage? I am on the radio in Chicago on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life Radio. Been on there for about 12 years. So I'm not going anywhere, people. I've been doing this for 31 years. Okay? So you can go to the website or call me or email me. So now it's the application process. Okay? So here's what we do. I take down your information, and now the pieces of the puzzle. This is the most important part of this process. There's pieces of this puzzle that we need to get. Okay? Those pieces are your credit, your income, and your down payment, or the money you have in the bank that you're going to use to buy the home. Okay? So now the application process. Again, you can do it online. Even if you do it online, you go to my website, you click through this process. Even if you do it online, expect a phone call from me within hours. Why? You might not want, you're like saying, Dan, I want to do it online because I really don't like interaction, or, you know, for some other reasons. Well, the issue there is the data in my, well, let's put it this way. The data out, or my pre-approval, is only as good as your data in. So you might not know what exactly income are we going to use. Are you commissioned? How long have you been there? Do you get bonuses? Do you get overtime? There's a whole slew of questions that might or might not allow specific income that you're putting into the application. That's one big thing. Another thing is you probably don't have your house picked out yet. So you don't know really the loan amount you're looking for. A big piece of that puzzle also is the real estate taxes on the property. So basically the application process, the first part is, you know, we need to gather that information. The big three parts is credit, income, and down payment. Okay, so I will give you a call because we're going to go through in detail what your application consists of. Your data is accurate. What I don't want to do is take you down a road, and there's potentially a brick wall at the end of that road. We're doing a disservice to everybody. You know, you're getting it. You're anxious now. It's like, okay, I'm pre-approved. I can buy a house. You know, then we get all the way down this process, and then now I get your pay stubs and everything. You don't make what you said you made. So now you don't qualify. So now the whole, you know, all the house of cards just tumbled. Okay. So let's get back to it. How do we get your credit? Well, I need specific information. I need your full legal name. I need your address. It can't be a P.O. box, but I need a physical address. I need your birth date. I need your Social Security number. Yes, I need your Social Security number. So, are you wanting to put your Social Security number online to whomever? Are you wanting to give your Social Security number to a person that you just happen to call in, and because they have all these bells and whistles, they're promising you to not, that guy, that person might be just data entry, might be, you don't know who it is. Where's your data going? Okay, so, but that's the information we get. Okay, so that part is, that's the first part of the application. That enables me to pull your credit. I need more things as we're going to progress through, but that'll pull your credit. Okay, so we're going to dive in the next section of the show. We're going to dive into each one of these parts a little bit in more detail. So that's the application part is that. So we have that part for the credit. So now we need the income. What income do you make? What can we use to qualify? Well, we're going to go through your job information. Some misconceptions. Well, you know, I'll get a call and the person says, I've been there for 1 year and 6 months. I know I can't qualify because I haven't been there for 2 years. So what can I do? What should I do? I have to wait. A lot of that information is wrong. It's not accurate in many, many, many or most cases. Okay. But this part of the process is your income. What can we use? How are we going to use it? You know, all those things. So I'm going to ask you, do you work? Yes. Where do you work? How long? What do you make? How much per hour? All this information. I need pay stubs from you. I need W-2s from you. I need tax returns from you. Again, I don't want to take you down a road and hit a brick wall. You might say, well, I'd rather just click, 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 click and print out a pre-approval. God bless you. But probably 50% of the time, that quickie, quick pre-approval is going to hit. You're going to hit a brick wall at the end. So the income part, that's it. And again, second part of the show, we're going to dive into that a little bit more. Can you use bonus money? Can you use overtime? Can you use, you know, a bunch of other pieces of a puzzle? Okay, so that's that part of it. Now your down payment. This is probably the biggest stumbling block that we have in most cases. The reason is we have to document your money that you're putting into the transaction meticulously. Why? Well, real estate is the number one tool in money laundering. So we get scrutinized on the assets that you have and where they're coming from and what can be used and what can't be used and so forth. So those are the pieces of the puzzle. Again, the credit, the income, and your assets. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to pull a curtain away and dive into each one of those in detail. You might be surprised, hopefully pleasantly surprised, on the information I'm going to give you. So again, if I can be of any help to you, please reach out to me. You can reach me at 630-338-1160 or email me. It's dfrio, which is F-R-I-O. At parksidelending.com or go to the web, and my website, it's pretty simple to remember. It's 1160, and you can hear me daily on AM 1160 in Chicago. It's 1160mortgage.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. So here's what we're going to do in this part. Again, we're going through the process or the underwriting process for a mortgage. So we went over the three big components, credit, income, and I'll say assets or money down. Okay, so credit-wise, what credit score do you need to qualify? Is it 580, 500, 550, 600, 620, 640? It could be all over the map. I can't tell you what the lender you're going to call is going to tell you. What I can tell you is the facts behind all of the loan products. So let me make this as simple as I can. There's two entities out there that do probably 90% of all the mortgages in the country. And the names of those companies are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Okay, you've probably heard of one or both of them. Believe it or not, they do almost all the loans in the country. You might say, well, Dan, I go to Quicken. I don't go to them. Or I go to Chase. Or I go to Guaranteed Rate. I go to so-and-so. Yes. But they use Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to do all the loans. The loan approvals, well, they're an automated approval, and I'll explain that in a second. But what happens is all these companies, and us as well, some of us service the loans, meaning we are the servicer. We collect the payments. Most of the loans are, however, are sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So what happens is we do the loan, we send the loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, whoever was the processing piece of that puzzle. They send us the money back, and then we now are the servicing company. You send your payments in, we collect bucks for servicing, we send the rest to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. That's how it really works in the real world. Most people don't realize that. So, why I said that is, okay, so now Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they make the rules, the real rules behind everything. So, let's dig into it a little bit. FHA programs. So, the programs we'll discuss real quick are FHA, VA, and conventional loans. Okay. If you don't know what those are, you know, please check, you know, some of my past episodes. You can find those on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, all over the web. You can find these shows and go back and try to find one that says, you know, FHA underwriting or what is a conventional loan or something like that. But if for an FHA loan, you only need a 500 credit score. 500. Okay, the caveat there is you need 10% down payment if you're buying a property. So let's say you're buying a $100,000 home. You have a 510 credit score. You can get approved, but you'd have to put down 10%. Okay, so $100,000 loan or home, you put down 10%. That's $10,000. You're getting a $90,000 loan. If you're at 580 credit score and more, you can go with the 3.5% down program. Okay, that's the normal. That's where a lot of loans go because of the minimum down payment and the credit scores. Okay, so you're saying I called this place and I even tried to get an FHA loan, but they said their credit score is 620. Okay, that's their rule. Let me make it, I'll explain it this way. The government steps in and says the speed limit throughout the whole country is now, as of today, 70 miles an hour. State of Illinois comes in and says, well, if you're driving through our state, we don't want you going past 55. That is their rule that kind of goes over top of the federal rules. So going back, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac says you only need a 580 credit score, but XYZ Bank might say, we need a 600 credit score. We need a 620 credit score to do an FHA loan with us. That is what we call an overlay. Okay, so they're overlaying their guidelines on top of the true guidelines from the place that makes the rules. So hopefully that makes sense. Okay, so again, FHA, you can get a loan with a 500 credit score. 580 or more gets you a 3.5% down. With under 580, you need 10% down. Conventional financing, you need a 620 credit score. I had a gentleman call me the other day, said he called a bank, and they said he needed 660. No clue where they're getting that, but that's an overlay, okay? Again, an overlay. So that's that part of it, all right? So that's the credit section. Now let's go over income. What income can be used? Dan, I applied for a place and I've only been there for 1 year, 10 months, and they're declining me because they said I haven't been there for 2 years. It could be. I would highly suggest you call me because I probably know some loopholes around that, or that might be an overlay. You know, again, that might be their rule, period. You need to be there 2 years or more. Many times, if you're there for less than 2 years, let me go down this path. So if you haven't been on a job for 2 years, don't give up hope. Which you normally can use your salary. So if you say, I work 40 hours a week, I make $25 an hour, you know, but I do make overtime and bonuses. Okay, but I've been there for 1 year and 4 months. Okay, what can be used? Well, your salary can be used in most cases, the 40 hours at $25 an hour, but you can't use the bonuses, you can't use the commissions, you can't use any other perks until you've been there for 2 years. That is etched in stone, that part of it. But the salaried part, in most cases, you can use it. So again, if you called somebody and they said, nope, you have to be there 2 years at least minimally, period, call me. I'd love to help. So Social Security, pensions. I get a lot of questions is, you know, can I qualify? I'm on pension and Social Security only. Can I qualify to buy a house? Absolutely. If you budget, it doesn't matter where it comes from. As long as we can count it, we can validate it, we can prove it, and your budget allows for it. Yeah, you can get a loan with using that. So child support, you can use if it's claimed on your taxes or court ordered. There's a lot of other things. So if you have any specific questions, please reach out to me. I'd love to help. So let's get on to the next thing. Down payment, your money that you have in the bank. This is the stickler part in most cases. Okay. I just recently had a client who got an inheritance and it's hard to document. Why? I really don't know, to be honest with you. But, you know, when you're getting monies, we have to what they call source and season. Okay, source and season. So if you're trying to use your own money, we need to source and season it for at least 60 days. Okay, what I mean by that is where did it come from? And again, going back to the first segment of the show, the mortgage industry or the housing or real estate business or industry is utilized in the laundering of money, huge. So this part of the equation is very scrutinized. Okay. So we need to source and season it. So you might say, you know, I did the inheritance. Okay. Let's see the death certificate and the will. That should be pretty simple. You know, or, you know, I got a bonus or I got a tax refund. Those should be fairly simple to show. I get your tax returns. It shows you're getting a refund of X and we prove that that's what you put in the bank. Here's where it gets sticky a little bit is you could sell something. You could sell a car. I would suggest take a copy of the title. Do an invoice for it and keep all that information. The person gives you a check or cash. I would highly suggest that you get check. We can make a copy of that. We can make a copy of the invoice. You can make a copy of the title. I know it sounds crazy and it's a lot of work, but if you're looking to buy a house, you're going to have this as an issue. So you can use 401k money. You have money in your 401k or retirement funds, you can pull that out. I can help you with that. I can give you the paperwork needed to send to your investment company to pull that money out. So there's a lot of ways. Cash is no good. No good. So if you have cash in a mattress, cash in a jar at home, and you want to buy a house soon, put that money in the bank. Put it in the bank. The next thing you can do is you can get a gift of funds. So mom and dad say, you know what, we'll give you $5,000 to buy if you buy a house. If you get the heck out of my house, I'll give you $5,000. You can use that. However, here's what comes into play. We need to show it coming from mom and dad's account into your account because we need to source and season the money. In that case, we need to source it. So where did it come from? Mom and dad gave it to you. We need a bank statement. That sometimes is sticky. Parents are like, I don't want to give them my bank statement. Well, you're giving them the money. We have to show where and how it came from because we want to make sure it wasn't borrowed and we want to make sure it's legit funds, legal funds. So that's kind of the best way to put it. So, okay, that's that. So we discussed the mortgage underwriting process. I hope I discussed it as thorough as I can in this length of time that we have. So, I'm going to end with a hack of the day. There is such a thing now called a advanced dispute letter. So here's what I'd suggest you do. Go to creditscoresandmore.com, creditscoresandmore.com. Get a copy of your credit report. It's step number 2. Get that report and go through it thoroughly. Thoroughly. If you see any accounts on there that are derogatory, meaning bad, try to look through it as close as you can and find some inaccuracies, okay? Then what we do is we'll put together a dispute letter and we'll send that into the credit agencies, the credit TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, and that company has to respond within 30 days or they have to correct it or remove it from your credit report. That's a huge tool in today's world. So I want to thank you for listening. Again, my name is Dan Frio, The Mortgage Update. If you want to reach out to me, just give me a call at 630-338-1160. Find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com or shoot me an email at dfrio, that's F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. God bless. Hope you come back tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.